Two. Copy.
I had a question. I always looked for an answer. I couldn't find an answer. The first year, someone told me an answer. Shkocha Prot is very much relevant to current events and situation in Eretz Yisrael. I had a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, Zakas Stoim V'Amoira Kirobo. The cry of Stoim and Amoira has become very much. And my question was, it's not Zakas Stoim V'Amoira. It should be the cry of the victims. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying the crying of Stoim and Amoira has become so much? We've got to do something about it. It should be the cry of all the victims. They chopped up people, they stretched people. As Chazal tell us, all the terrible things that Stoim did. What's the pshat? This year, someone told me, from the Imre Emes, the previous Ger Rebbe, a gewaltige pshat. Stoim and Amoira had a gewaltige achzorius. They were brutal. Tremendous achzorius. There's a level of even a greater achzorius than regular achzorius. The worst type of achzori is a person does terrible things to other people, and when the people try to defend themselves or take any retaliatory action, they start screaming that they're the victim. They're completely detached from what they are doing. Not aware. So the Imre Emes, a gewaltige pshat. Stoim and Amoira did terrible things. Chavis, when they had various bodies in those days who condemned it or tried to stop them, they started screaming, it's Zaka, Stoim and Amoira. If they came to a level, they don't realize what they're doing, they came to a level where they think they're the victim, I've got to destroy these cities. Umamish, you all know exactly what I'm referring to. If you look around the world and the response of what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, you mamish feel the same type of feeling. When the victims are trying to maybe stop anything like that happening in the future, and they've tried numerous times with a ceasefire, and it just doesn't work, they rearm themselves, and they seem to be claiming they're the victims. That is what the Imre Emes means. That's a level of achzorius of Zaka Stoim V'Amoira. That's Stoim V'Amoira. Not aware what they've done, and they are completely warped, and start claiming they're the victim. There's a story of Shem Zalman Oebach, Zechon Lebracha. He had a couple that came to him numerous times on their own together for Shalom Bayis issues. And one day the husband came on his own and he rolled up his sleeve and there were bite marks. He said, look what my wife did to me. She bit me. It's terrible. What am I supposed to do? So Shlomo Zalman said to me, you Rosh, you. He said, I can't imagine what you must have done to make her bite you. At least. And that's the vort. If a person's not aware of what they're doing, if we're not aware of what we're doing, then we always feel to be the victim. We don't realize it's a response to the way we're acting. And really, to be honest, this middah is a little bit of default and we're born with. If you watch any two kids playing, and one kid snatches the teddy bear from another kid, who had it first, the kid might respond by pushing down the other kid or scratching him or biting him. The kid who's been bitten or pushed down will go running to his mother. Mommy, look what he did to me. Completely unaware what this kid had done first. So this middah does exist within us. We're definitely born with an element of this middah that we claim to be the victim when we're the aggressor. And that is what the Imre Emes is saying about Stoim V'Amoira. Zaka Stoim V'Amoira. They were the aggressor, they claimed to be a victim. And that's what we're seeing around the world now. That's a middle of achzorius at a new level. They don't even see their aggressiveness and their brutality, and they are crying that they're the victim. But I want to speak about this nekuda, which is relevant to us. This middah, when we're not aware of what we're doing, and we start feeling that we're the victim. And this is not just Ben Adam Chaveiroi, I want to bring it out in Ben Adam Lamokoim. It's actually a kinnus, one of the kinnus. We start saying again and again, this happened to us, that happened to us. There were 9 kav of moichet tinoikas, of yilodim, terrible things that went on during the Chuban. And we list them all out, all these terrible things happened to us. And the kinnah then says, v'ruach ha-koydesh m'mulo marim. It's based on a posuk. The Ruach HaKodesh responds, it thunders and responds, what I've done to you, you're aware of. What you did to me, you're not aware of. What's going on? And then, from then, the kinnah still changes its tune. We shouldn't have another kinnah. Sheikh should be here before next year. If you open a kinnah, you'll see, it's split into two. And that is a turning point in the type of way we're speaking to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. First, we're complaining in that part of the kinnah, and then Shmuel responds, one second, and what have you done? And then we become aware of what we have done, and the nusach of the kinnah changes. So, b'negea, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this middah. The Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Tamas, there's a mitzvah of tefillah. We all know a mitzvah of tefillah, we done it 3 times a day. There's a separate mitzvah of tefillah, besides davening 3 times a day. And the Rambam writes, mitzvahs asay min ha-Torah. There's a mitzvahs asay min ha-Torah, lizoik, to scream, ulariya b'chatzoyt, and to blow shofaros, al kol tzorah shetovoy, al ha-tibur. For every tzorah that happens to a tibur. It's a separate mitzvah tefillah. I don't know why we don't blow shofaros nowadays, I'm not sure why, or trumpets. The Rambam says, mitzvahs asay min ha-Torah, to daven, and to blow trumpets, for any tzorah that comes in a tibur. He brings a pasuk in Bamidbar, al atzar atzor eschem v'aroisim b'chatzoytres. So the Rambam, kol dover shiotzer lachem, any difficult thing that happens to us, whether it's a pandemic, or an attack, a terrorist attack, zaku alem, cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. And he says the purpose of crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening is sheyodu ha-koil shebeglal maseim aroim hur lachem. It's got to do with us, that these bad things are happening. And the recognition that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is in itself, says the Rambam, a reason why it should stop. That's in a reason itself why it should stop. And the Rambam is talking to us, the Nebuch, the secular Yidin, that don't understand, the Hashkofa, to look at events, they don't know better. But we're meant to know better, and the Rambam's writing that we're meant to think in our minds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's coming from you. Forgive us. Please help us. That is the response. And that's the mitzvah's tefillah during a Torah. Then the Rambam writes as follows. And this is very much negia. Avrim lo yizak v'lo yoriu. So the Rambam, if you don't cry out, you say, miminig oilam, this is the way of the world. There's always disputes over borders, over land areas, there's always disputes. The Rambam says, Mimina Goylam, this is normal things which are bound to happen. And this Torah is part of the way the world works. And we can think the same way here as well. There's a ceasefire, the Riyam, they attack us, a ceasefire, Riyam, attack us. That's the system. And now we're going to realize maybe it's not just good enough a ceasefire, we've got to go further than that. Whatever the right thing to do is, we'll discuss it later. But if a person thinks this is normal and bound to happen in such a situation, every few years there's an attack, there's brutality, this is normal, says the Rambam, HaRezu Derech Achzorius, that way of thinking is called Achzorius. Interesting, use the word Achzorius. The Geremes Lemli Dobek Maaseh Meroim. If we think that way, so we don't reflect on ourselves, and we just carry on the way we've been going till now. So the Rambam's bringing out this point. If we're not aware of what we're doing, the Ruach HaKodesh Mulo Marim, like we said beforehand, so the Rambam, the Toysev HaTzorah, Tzorah Sacheres, will become more Tzorahs. And that is what the Pasuk is referring to. V'alachtim im b'bekeri, V'alachti gam yimochem b'chamas carry. Interesting word chamas. And I'll deal with you also with even a greater tzara. Kalaima says the Rambam, k'sh'ovi aleichem tzara k'desh tshuva. I'm bringing a tzara for you to wake up. If you say it just happens, oisiv lochem chamas carry. I'll make things worse. The Rambam's writing this mitzvah when there's a tzara coming for Klal Yisrael of tefillah is to establish in our minds without any doubt it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to awaken ourselves and to do what we can and to daven and just recognizing that in itself, says the Rambam and various other Rishonim, that awakening in ourselves is enough to stop the tzara. Rabbi Chaim Vital writes in Tehillim Kuf Chav Dalet, it's called Yishmakel. Yishma is called Yishmakel. But Achaz Hayomim, we're going to daven so much, we're going to bring Mashiach through Yishmael. Shalem ben David Yitzmach, Pirkei Avos, Tana wrote that. Through Yishmael, we're going to bring Mashiach. We're going to daven, and Hashem is going to listen, and that's going to be the end of the Golos. What it means is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It happened to Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. It's not they who decided on the date. We're going to look at it completely as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided on the date. It wasn't them who decided on the date. And this talk that we are going to fight till we're completely victorious, that's not the talk and the feeling we're supposed to be having. That's not the way we're supposed to be looking at it. And Gaman told me, he came from Eretz Yisrael 2 weeks ago in a taxi to the airport. So the taxi driver said to him, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. He said it 3 times. She'amerikayim itanu. Oi, thank you Hashem, the Americans are with us. I'm sure he meant well, and he's a good fellow, but he's really missed the point. The Pasuk writes, Leiv sorim u'melochim b'yad Hashem. The heart of leaders on the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. President Biden, he didn't seem to be the greatest friend. It was like a surprise how he's staunchly supporting Eretz Yisrael. Even to fly in there is not what we expected. We might expect Trump to do that. We didn't expect him to do that. Leif Sorma Melochem B'Yad Hashem. If the Americans etanu, it's not thank you, oh, Baruch Hashem, we got the Americans with us. No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not sure if that, maybe he meant that. The way we're supposed to look at the support from the countries that support us is Leif Sorma Melochem B'Yad Hashem. That's the way we're meant to look at it. So we said a few points. We said one point is that this Imre Emes, a Gabaldic Imre Emes, that the level of Achzorius has got 2 levels. One, a brutality, and one's a brutality. You didn't really do anything wrong. You came to be the victim. Zaka, Stoyman Amoira, we're crying. And that's the myth that we're seeing around the world. That the perpetrators consider themselves the victims. I'll bring out a point that that's the middle of the world around us. But our outlook is to be, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Hanan writes, it's a really very important piece of Hashkofa. He writes it in Ikzud HaMashicha. It's written in English, the book Epoch of the Messiah as well. It's been translated. It's an ancient translation. You have to really know a bit of Old English to be able to understand what he's saying. But if you look at the Hebrew, I think it's easier. The Hebrew is easier. And he writes there, the Pasuk writes, before Mashiach comes, Pnei Doik Pnei Kelev. The leaders, Pnei Doik is the face of the generation, will be like the face of the dog. Chazal in many places write that the leaders are called Pnei. Pnei O'Eda, Einei O'Eda. When it says Pnei Doik, it means the leaders of the nation. Pnei Kelev, be like the face of a dog. What does it mean? Zot Rabbi Chanan, and most of what he says, he's saying from the Chofetz Chaim. He says, Pnei Doik Pnei Kelev is when you hit a dog with a stick. I wouldn't try it, but if you hit a dog with a stick, what would happen is the dog jumps at the stick. It's Matthias. I've never tried it, but apparently it's Matthias. If you hit a dog, attack a dog with a stick, the dog tries to get hold of the stick. Instead of attacking the person holding the stick, he attacks the stick. So Rabbi Chanan the leaders of the generation, they won't know better, they won't want to know better, or they'll attack and think otherwise, then attack the stick. And Abchanan writes that Ikus Mashiach is going to be a matzav where the leaders will not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the events. Like the Rambam saying, it's all part of Teva, it's normal in the world with this disputed land, and there's fights and battles every few years. It's regular, it's mikra. We've got to try and do something about it through Teva. About the status that needs to be done. But our eyes have to be really to the Rebbeinu Shleilom. As Rambam writes, recognizing it's coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu and davening a special mitzvah, which is a separate mitzvah than regular tefillah, is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take away this Torah. That's what's expected of us, and that's what the Torah is for. And if we do that, it'll take the Torah away. The Gemara of the Torah says that Milchomois ani osisi. I'm the one who makes battles in the world. Shenema Hashemish Milchoma. Chazal tell us, before there's a battle of the Oretz, there's a battle in Shemayim. It's predestined, decreed in heaven. And there's actually a spiritual battle taking place every time there's a physical battle on Oretz. Of course, Habol Lahogcha Hashkim Ba'orgoy, somebody comes to kill you, you've got to defend yourself and stop him. I'm not one who can say whether it's right to make a ground invasion, not to make a ground invasion. If not the Matthias, of course, there's a tzad, when if the immediate danger is over, and at the present moment there's no danger, we're trying to eradicate a future danger. Are we allowed to put in danger thousands of soldiers and the hostages? It's a big shaila. But without going into that shaila, al pi hashkofa, but one thing's clear, and one thing we must not get influenced, maybe by things we read or see, is that if they're able, taka, to eradicate these Roshoim completely, they can't ever regroup or restructure or make another attack. We've got to know with a clarity in mind that's not going to make Klal Yisrael safe. It's not dependent on them. If they don't eradicate them, like Shmuel wants to bring another Torah in a few years' time, it'll be them again, possibly. And if we do eradicate them, there's plenty of enemies surrounding Eretz Yisrael who might decide to attack Chas V'Sholem. In Germany, the Eden lived for many, many hundreds of years, and actually, if you look at the history of the Eden in Germany, there were many centuries where Eden were really protected and lived very comfortably. So much so that, I think about 1,000 years, maybe 2,000 years ago, when they built the second base of Mikdash, there was a Yishuv in Germany, during the second base of Mikdash, and they wrote a letter they should come back, and they said to Loshen, I don't remember exactly Loshen, that Berlin is our Yerushalayim. They were very, very comfortable in Germany. Even during the First World War, the Eden were very much part and parcel of the economy, the army, all the sciences and medical fields. And suddenly, over a few years, things made a U-turn. So none of our friends are guaranteed. None of the countries that are warm to us are guaranteed. Like Shmuel wants to, he can make any country into a stick. And it's not hard even to imagine which countries you might choose. That countries have stated openly they want to destroy Eretz Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem. So that's not the hashkofa we're supposed to have. If we eradicate Hamas, we're safe. You've got Hezbollah, you've got Iran. Shmuel's on many sticks. Our void is not to think about eradicating the stick. As the Rambam writes, our avoid is to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming from you. Shmuel, please have Rachmanos and Klal Yisrael. Have goes Rachmanos and Klal Yisrael on the soldiers there. Have Rachmanos on the hostages, Nebuch. And Nebuch sent a Nechama to all the Mishpochas that have lost close relatives in what happened. We can look at those that were killed as Kedoshim. Even they were maybe a lot of the secular people, but I'm sure that we've got to be done to Kav Sust. I'm sure it was so, Bashas. They were being attacked. They did tshuva. They did proper tshuva. And they've been attacked and killed because of the Yidin. We know Klaw. Ready for Chazal. If a person is killed because of the Yid, he flies to tremendous heights. As long as B'shas Maisa, when he's being killed in a Kaifa, and I'm sure these people, all of them, they had to hear a tshuva, and the Mises are Kapara. Misos Nzu Kaparoson. It's a poshet. And those were killed almost suddenly, even a few seconds when they were dying, that's enough of a tshuva in those seconds to be able to be propelled to the highest heights in Shemayim because you were killed because you were a Yid. I actually saw a story, someone showed me in a Kadman about 400 years ago, how he was interacting with a Dibbuk that had been wandering around for hundreds of years, and the Dibbuk told him all the Averas that he'd done, terrible, terrible Averas they had done, terrible Averas. And this Kamar Rishon is a Kadman, about four times of Bais Yosef, and he asked this Dibbuk, because he finally died by drowning. He says, I don't understand you. Why didn't you tshuva in the last seconds? In the last seconds you could have done tshuva. He said, I was so convinced I'd be able to save myself from drowning. I was so concentrating and saving myself, I didn't think I was going to die. I mean, see, Klaw, and wherever you look, you find the same point. In those few seconds you could have done tshuva, would have been a different story. The Kadman was telling you wouldn't have to be in the skull, even for all the averes you did. That's the way we've got to look at it. And think of Nebuch. The mishpachas, the mishtatim, and that sa'avad, that's a chelik of what Klal Yisrael is like. One more point, not much time, but so much to talk about the subject. One more point. We know Klal Yisrael is chesed. Avraham Avinu in these sedras is amud chesed. Avraham Avinu is the mid of a chesed. And we look around Klal Yisrael, the chesed is unreal. But it's gemachim, lending money, lending things. It's just phenomenal the chesed that goes on in Klal Yisrael. For a moment we think to ourselves, the world's gone much better. Before the war, 455 trucks daily. Trucks, not cars, and not vans. Trucks entered Gaza with aid. Who was paying for it? Tut chob gewaldige chesed in the world. And we think to ourselves, look, the Umas Oilem also Baalei Chasodim. What have you made the Gazach? The Gemara says in the Erevin, Daf Kufam at base. If the Torah wouldn't tell us not to steal, we'd learn not to steal from a Namola. From an ant? An ant. What would we learn from the ant? So the Medrash on the Pasuk in Mishli. Omer of Shimmech Halafta. He said a story, if you knew Baruch HaKodesh, we actually saw it, I don't know. There was a little ant, and ants carry a grain of produce. And they take it and they live off it for months and months. How about we could do that? One grain. They take a grain and that grain is going to sustain them the whole winter. And they carry it and they put it in a place where they're going to hibernate during the winter. So they're all carrying these grains. And some of them haven't got grains. They couldn't find. And it dropped the grain. Hipilach et achas. Zog de medrash. All the ants passed umericha. They smelt the grain. They didn't touch it. It belongs to somebody else. Until the little ant suddenly realized he had lost it. Looks like they can't realize when it falls off. And he came back and he retrieved that grain that was his. Half of a fella. If we wouldn't have the Torah to tell us, the Sigzal would learn from an ant not to steal. Nobody touched that grain because it was taken by somebody else. The big question on this medrash is, what do you mean? Where on earth did they get that grain from? Who did they take it from? They didn't plow, they didn't sow, they didn't harvest, they didn't clean. Where's that grain coming from? They're stealing it from the farmer. So what's going on? What's the grosser titkus of this little ant? I was at this kashmir some time. Rav Falkzachel Rocha, and he based on the Sivas, explained pshat in this chazal. The ants, they won't steal it from each other. In society, you've got to have rules of law and order, otherwise society won't exist. It'll be Chaim Beloy. The ants have got a tremendous system in their society. No stealing from each other. From Yenem? That doesn't bother them. They can happily go and steal from the farmer. They're not bothered by that. Zog de Gemara and Erevin. If not for the Torah, we'd learn the signal from the ants. What type of signal would it be? To keep our community running smoothly, we won't steal from each other. But a different country, we don't care about. In Russia, somebody murders, he goes to prison. If Putin decides to murder tens of thousands of Ukrainians, nobody bats an eyelid. We're only worried about our country, our community. But Klal Yisrael, the chesed, is not only in our community. You see, unbelievable how there's been appeals for people who have died in Eretz Yisrael and families. It's phenomenal. Chesed Klal Yisrael is universally goes from country to country. Anonymous big donations, nobody can get covered for it. It's really, really pure chesed. When the Omos HaOlam are doing chesed, they're crying for humanitarian aid. Could be they mean it, say that. Oh, but all that gewaltige 455 trucks a day, we got a Gemara. In Gemara state of Apostle in Mishli, chesed lo mimchatos. Stoker teroi mimgoy, chesed lo mimchatos. They've got all their ulterior motives and reasons, political reasons. They want to be safe. And that's an insurance policy by some countries to support them and send them aid. We can't be in a spot. That's not the chesed of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says clearly, Stoker teroi mimgoy, Eli Yisrael. The Pasuk Cheslo Mechatos, Zog de Gemara in Baba Basra, Yud Omed Beis, Chol Stoker ve Cheslo Mechatos Oysim, Chetu Lehem Velei Mitzvah. She'enim Oysim, Bessa Stoker ve Ches, El Eskad Lebok Nil Harach Yisimem. They're doing for their own safety. Harach Yisimem means for their own insurance. It's Ein Adoyma. We shouldn't be in this spoil. But Klal Yisrael is proper Chesed. Stoker Terayim Im Goy. But almost the Oylam is Cheslo Mechatos, Andrasot Chesed. Definitely is Paul there. It's no shaykh to the chest of Klal Yisrael. Chest of Klal Yisrael is a different level. Just finish with an interesting story. I went to Shiva 2 weeks ago. Choshid Rameh Lev, Zechayin Arocha. Go Choshid. Very special person. His son said a story. His father went to Geisi Shiva, Gedoyla, for 4 years. And then as Boch already, he lived in time in Birmingham, so he got a job as a chazan. He lived with chazan the monks for many, many years. He was a chazan, and he had a good salary. In those days, people were very into chazonim. He had a very good salary. After a year and a half, he became not well, hepatitis B, and the manal from Gated, Zechayin Arocha, came to visit him. All the way from Gated to Birmingham, those times it was a trip. And he sat with him for an hour and a half, and he was chazik him, he was very ill, he said. And then, when he left the room, the manal spoke to his father outside. And he said to his father, the shiva's struggling very much, and Lamaish, his son's earning, maybe be mashpi on him, to give something every month to the yeshiva. Maybe when he gets better, actually, you know, we need our Talmidim to support us. So he heard, he wasn't supposed to, but he heard. So in his hoarse voice, he called his father, and the manal came back in the room. So he said, I give every month my entire maisa to the yeshiva. So the manal got a shock. He says, I don't. He says, don't you get a donation for somebody called Mariano, I wrote it down, Levito. Yeah, some sort of Italian, I don't know who it is. He sends us every month, a very nice Nasina. He says, Levito is Lev, Mariano is Mayor. I wanted to give this money to the Shiva, those days you can send cash in the post. I wanted to give it anonymously to get a total reward to Machzik Torah without anybody knowing about it. So I wrote a false name, but I don't think badly of me. Maybe he's Nakim, I've got to tell you. And Itaka said, yeah, we always wanted who this Italian is. We had no Italians in Yeshiva. Some Italian guy sending us money every month. Who is it? Is it a Yid or a Goy? I had no idea. That's one of the many stories he told me over. That's the type of chesed we find in our circles. A chesed where it's done completely l'shem shamayim, without any ulterior motive. That's not the chesed that we're seeing in the Umos Olam around us today. Shkech. Yeah. Amen.